This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good evening. It is 26 minutes to 8. You are listening to Generation Next with Eleanor and...
And Maddie. Hello,
and
hello.
Maddie, hello.
We just got a text in about our earlier topic of kids' movies, particularly Disney movies, and queer representation from Pippa.
Hi, Pippa.
I would really like to see some queer characters in future children's movies and not just in subtext. I mean, we tend to be the butt of the joke a lot of the time, and with proper characters that happen to be queer, that will give queer kids someone to relate to. And on the topic of bi erasure, there seems to be just a joke in media today where a character is bi, but all they are is a joke. Mm. It's quite painful for people who are like myself, pan, bi, or any other sexuality that happens to be similar. We just need to keep pushing more for more representation, and soon we'll get it. We just need to try harder and keep saying, hey, we exist.
I mean, that's very true, because I mean, I identify as pansexual, and recently I've basically I was talking to mum about a friend of mine that I may have been involved with a little. Basically they are assigned female at birth, and they're non-binary, but mum doesn't. I tried with mum, okay, and she doesn't get it, so I was just like, okay. But anyway, she's like...
I understand that with parents.
Yep. So what she's done, I mean, she tries. I love my mum, but she was like, oh, are you possibly feeling a little timid because, you know, you don't want to be seen as normal, like a boy dating a girl?
And what?
I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just like, no, we're not special snowflakes just because I'm because I'm in what it passes in society as not a relationship, okay, as a heterosexual thing, does not mean that either of us are heterosexual or that the thing is in fact heterosexual at all.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Because we were talking beforehand about erasure of various sexualities and gender identities. And if you do have something to say about this, remember...
0427 JOY949.
Or on air at joy.org.au. Just do what Pippa did. We need to hear from you.
Hell yeah.
It's the whole idea that everything and everyone fits into some kind of binary.
Yeah, and a neat little box for society to compartmentalise everyone.
Yeah, some of the things are like you're just going through a phase, that whole idea that sexuality is something you grow out of.
I mean, I've never actually had that said to me, but there's a pervasive mood a lot of the time amongst some people that can make it really hard to talk about sexuality and gender because you're going, what if they do the it's only a phase card? What do I say to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the, particularly for people who are bi or pansexual, you'll pick a side someday, or you've got to pick a side. Everyone picks a side.
And
really?
It's just not true.
And, you know, if you settle down, you know, you're kind of screwed whichever way.
Yeah.
Because if you're bi and you settle down with someone of the same gender, it's, oh, yeah, you were just gay in denial.
Yeah.
If you settle down with someone of the opposite gender, it's, oh, you were
lying
just,
for attention.
Yeah, you were just trying to get attention all along. Or you were just confused.
Mm. That's especially really bad, I found, with young girls.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm not sure why, but for some reason there seems to be a sort of popular culture kind of attention-seeking faux lesbian thing going on. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here going, that's ridiculous. This holds no bearing on reality.
But there's also, you know, young women who are a bit curious and will kiss other girls.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Figuring themselves out.
Yeah.
Or just for fun, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Kiss who you like.
Exactly. And you're allowed to get a bit out there and maybe smooch someone that you wouldn't normally just because you want to. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's okay to explore yourself. It's okay to explore your sexuality. It's okay to have fun, to show affection.
Exactly. Even if it's just affection. Who says a smooch has to be a romantic thing?
It has to mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that, like, I'm a Kinsey, like, 5.5. Like, I'm pretty much exclusively gay. But still that whole... It does really bug me when particularly bi and pan people get that stuff because, you know, it's just so wrong.
And I've definitely had... I mean, I went through a long phase. I basically thought... At first I was like, oh, I'm probably bi. This was... But then I was like, I've only ever been attracted to males. So I was like, well, you know what? I think that's my sexuality. And then later on I was like, oh, okay, I guess I am capable of attraction to many genders. And I was like, okay, I'll stick to the whole bi pan thing. And then I settled on pansexual at the moment.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a difficult... But, you know, it's a
label, a label that you use at one point doesn't have to be one that applies to you forever.
Yeah.
I think one thing that gets me is the whole that you, you'll grow out of it and pick a side thing is that when someone, when a young male comes out as bi, he's told, oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
And if a young woman comes out as bi, it's, oh, you're straight.
Because, I don't want to go into that.
Because penis.
Yep, yep, because...
Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, just... Good to know we're mature adults here.
Yeah. You're not technically an adult, Eleanor.
Shh. I'm old enough.
But, yeah, the idea that if you have slept with a man...
You've got to be available to men. That's the whole... Yep.
And even, you know, as a lesbian, I still get the, oh, you haven't just found, you just haven't found the right guy yet.
Maybe you haven't found the right goat yet. How do you know, how do you know you don't like dating goats? You haven't found the right goat. I'm sorry.
I was not expecting you to say that.
But I'm full of surprises, honey.
We do want to hear any other things you've heard along those lines. It's a phase. You'll grow out of it.
If you've had any of those kind of experiences, like, shoot us a text or an email.
Yep, 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Yep. It's just people kind of suck.
Sometimes.
There are a lot of great people around, but a lot of people are very much sheltered within their own realm of experience.
And that's why we have to do the keep pushing and saying, you know what, we exist and we're out here.
Just like Pippa said in her text.
Exactly.
And if there were people, bi people tend to be the butt of jokes in media. There's the tropes that I'm thinking of are there's the sort of, you know, very feminine girl who's only ever been in relationships with guys. Mm-hmm. The psycho lesbian trope swoops in, has a thing with her, leaves in a blaze of drama, and the girl goes and seeks comfort in the arms of some dude. That's the bi representation we get, really.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
That and Captain Jack Harkness, but...
Well, Captain Jack Harkness is a very special case to all of us, I think. Just a moment.
Eleanor's just in love here.
Shh. I don't have a thing for John Barrowman. I do.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Gay School after this.
Just on that note.
On that note.
Yeah, we'll be back pretty soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.